This is Open Air on WGXC. I'm Tom Rowe. We're now coming to you from Acre. There we are. Thank you, Matt Vu over in Catskill. We'll go back to Catskill in just a few minutes. And if you want to call over there, 291-WGXC is the number to call. Here in Acre, 622-2598 is the number to call just for the next few minutes. We're talking now with Michael Campion-Lazinski from the University of Albany Electronic Music Department. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thanks.
What brings you to Acre this morning?
The Wave Farm brings me to Acre, and WGXC brings me to Acre.
Yeah, you're out exploring for sounds and sights today?
Indeed. Sights and sounds and interesting things, yeah.
Tell our listeners about what's the University of Albany Music Department all about?
Yeah, so I had the opportunity to study at SUNY Albany as a student, and was exposed, to a lot of interesting things musically. My degree was in composition there, so I studied both classical composition, tonal. My interest was in tonal harmony and tonal composition, and also electronic music and experimental music and jazz in many ways. I had the opportunity to study with a great teacher, Bob Gluck, who's been a teacher and a mentor to me. And then I've had the opportunity to do some teaching some of those same classes. So it's been a great experience. I'm currently teaching a class in jazz and a class in electronic music. And both of the classes are they address music majors and non-music majors. So it's all-inclusive in the sense that, for example, in the jazz class, there's people who maybe have never taken a music class, or this might be one of their first experiences. They might have taken maybe an appreciation class in high school, but they're not music majors by any stretch. They're from a variety of backgrounds. And in many ways, just the same with the electronic music class as well. There's students who are undergraduate, you know, seniors and juniors, and then there are younger students and students with varying backgrounds musically. So it's a lot of fun to get involved with some of the discussions and the different music that we listen to and the different, in the electronic course, the music that we create and compose. So it's a lot of fun.
There's the echo. I'm trying to figure out where that echo is coming. Whoops. Where that echo is coming from, and now I figured it out. Can you hear that? I think it's just in our headphones. I don't think anybody else can hear it.
I actually don't have anything in my phones yet.
Oh, you don't? Oh, goodness. Goodness. So we're running all kinds of blind and strange here.
Yeah,
I guess we were talking before about growing up with Albany Radio. What were some of your favorite radio stations when you were...
Well, I really enjoyed the college radio stations. We have a bunch of colleges in the Albany area, so WRPI was important to me, WCDB, WVCR, and WCDB and WRPI are still doing a lot of interesting programming, and I guess you would say non-mainstream, non-traditional programming, and I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed growing up musically to have college students, for example, at WCDB, which is the station at SUNY Albany, college students from different areas and different backgrounds playing different music, you know, music that you wouldn't, you wouldn't hear on commercial or even Top 40. It was just music. It was a little sliver of the airwaves that was, I look forward to listening to, you know, different shows and different styles all the time. So that was really important for me growing up, and in many ways they still do that work. So I think that's great that we have, you know, that area of the airwaves. And then we were discussing a little bit how the internet has changed things too, and I think that's kind of exciting in a bunch of different ways. One of my favorite stations that I currently listen to is a station from, well, I suppose it's Radio Monte Carlo. and it's broadcast out of Monte Carlo in Europe. And I heard the station when I was in Italy, and I tracked it down, and I really enjoy listening to a stream. They have live streaming of all of their music, and it's really kind of interesting to be listening to a station, you know, halfway around the world.
And has that listening to radio or the internet, has that affected your own work in any way? Or
yeah, absolutely, in every way possible. Both, you know, growing up and developing, and in my current work, you know, the work, for example, with Radio Monte Carlo, just to hear that energy coming from Europe and that music when I DJ and when I compose or when I'm listening, it's sort of magical just to hear what someone on the other side of the world is doing. And it's just, there's music that I would have never heard of in my life, never been exposed to, different sounds, and of course it's in a foreign language, and there's all sorts of interesting stuff there. And yeah, from an inspiration level, from a you know, every level, listening, composition, etc. It's just radio. You know, radio is kind of a cool format. It's kind of a magical format in my mind. You never know what you're going to get, and the more adventurous stuff that's out there, I think, is the more fulfilling. You know, in many ways.
You're listening to Open Air on WGXC 90.7 FM. We're talking to Michael Campion Lozinski, professor at the University of Albany in the electronic music department. Can you tell us something about your own work, or if listeners were hearing, what can you describe it? Or
yeah, it's interesting because my own work is a work in progress, and I've been exposed to so many interesting things from my classical background to my work at the university as a student in electronic music and experimental music. And I feel like when I went into music school and throughout this journey that I've been on the last couple years, when I went into formal study of music, that my ears have continued to open exponentially. My ability to listen to, you know, different music and different sound and different timbre and different sonic events just, you know, keeps expanding. And that's a really fulfilling experience. And in terms of a compositional, approach, it's sort of ever evolving. Lately, I've been interested in soundscapes and sounds, in the sense of Cage, where sound is just sound. We could go out right now in the field and just, you know, listen to the wind, or listen, maybe hear a bird, or hear
that
an
mic,
animal.
That mic is open, yes. They can hear that.
They can hear us?
They can hear the wind.
Oh, there's mics out there.
There is a mic out there.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah. So just that idea of, you know, of course I've composed classical works and different piano, and I do commercial work composition for, you know, TV spots or radio or things of that nature, but even in my work, it's just it's constantly evolving, and I'm comfortable with the fact that the work will evolve into what it needs to. And just the act of listening, though, is really fulfilling. You know, not sensing that urgent need to, oh, I need a new piece, and just, I think, the appreciation for the experience of listening. So when things come about to be able to do interesting projects and do interesting things, those are going to come about. I'm really looking forward to doing some more work in the spring, and some more field recording and some soundscapes, and working with nature sound and things like that. And so it's it's kind of to be announced in many respects. It's continually to be announced.
All right, and you said you do have a gig tonight you can tell folks about, too, if they're looking for something
yes.
to listen to.
Right. So in Albany, I'll be DJing tonight. I DJ every Saturday night, and I've DJed in a variety of contexts. And I'll be DJing down at Bombers in Albany on Lark Street. And I believe there's a fundraiser for Schoharie County and some of the flooding and things that happened down there. So that might be a good opportunity to come out and listen to some music and hang out. So that's on Lark Street in Albany. It's Bombers Burrito Bar.
All right. Anything else you want to plug while you're here and And you have all these listeners all over Greene and Columbia County tuned in on the open air show on Saturday morning.
Yeah, just I'm really excited to be here and to see the work that you guys are doing and to see all the interesting things in Hudson and Catskill and the surrounding areas. I recently sort of discovered this area, so I'm really happy to be here and to learn more about what you guys are doing. And
you said you were at the Grime show recently?
Yeah, I was at the Grime show.
How was that?
Basilica. It was fun. Yeah, it was really interesting. I got a chance to walk around Warren Street and see all the shops and stuff, and poked around online. There seems to be a lot of exciting stuff going on artistically, so I'm really looking forward to plugging in and checking out what you guys are up to down here.
All right, well, maybe you'll see him walking around Warren Street later today. Listeners, Michael Campion-Lazinski, thanks for coming by on the open air on WGXC this morning. And we're going to send things back to Catskill and Matt Bua in just a second after this.
Seems to be a lot of exciting stuff going on artistically, so I'm really looking forward to plugging in and checking out what you guys are up to.
Thanks, Tom Morrow. Thanks, Michael.